A century ago, Dayton helped drive the global economy with inventions that changed the world. Think the airplane, the cash register, the self-starting engine. This spring, WYSO's new series, Scratch, asks where is that spirit of invention most alive and well? Producer Jess Mador takes us inside an event aimed at helping would-be entrepreneurs realize their business dreams.
The big players in Dayton's tech and innovation scene include household and not-so-household names. The Air Force Research Lab, the University of Dayton Research Institute, Procter & Gamble. But what about regular people with a good business idea or invention, but not a lot of money? How easy is it for them to get their ideas off the ground?
One of the best questions I've ever heard, and something that I've been frustrated with in Dayton for the last 10 years.
Rocky Belcher is a professor of entrepreneurship at Sinclair Community College. Despite Dayton's reputation for innovation, he says there's not a lot of financing out there for entrepreneurs with mom-and-pop-sized ideas.
There seems to be enough investment for the next great thing that has a 1 in 1,000 chance of actually being something. There's very little out there for people who have a good small business idea.
I meet Belcher at one of a growing list of events in the city aimed at helping entrepreneurs turn their ideas into reality. This one happens every month at Third Perk Coffee House and Wine Bar in downtown Dayton. It's called The Percolator.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
So, welcome to The Percolator. I am Juanita Michelle, owner of Third Perk Coffee House and Wine Bar and Third Perk Express. I'm also an assistant professor at Sinclair Community College where I teach mathematics. So go Tartans, and welcome to all you guys here.
MC Darden, who goes by Juanita Michelle, created The Percolator. Aspiring entrepreneurs get just 90 seconds to stand up in front of an audience and pitch their ideas to a special panel of judges. Usually, it's a mix of people with real-world business expertise. Juanita Michelle has started a few businesses of her own, including the Third Perk coffee chain. Tonight, she's also serving as a judge.
So I'm going to let the wonderful women who are here to support you and to give you great feedback introduce themselves, and then we'll get started with the first panelist.
I am Kiana Avery, founder and owner of a boutique PR firm that offers PR and marketing services.
And I am Lakeisha Grant. I am the publisher of Ambition Magazine, dedicated to small businesses, entrepreneurs. It is honestly built to promote you.
Let me know when you're ready.
And the pitching begins. One by one, five brave would-be entrepreneurs stand up in front of the room.
I am the owner-operator of a Potter's Muse LLC.
I have a platform called Curified to make subscription revenue from sharing digital content.
I've been an auto mechanic since I was 14 years old. We are going to be female-run, female-owned, and cater to women.
Each business is at a different stage of development. Juanita Michelle keeps things moving with a timer.
So our last participant is Jimmy Donald.
My business is man around the house maintenance, all basic small maintenance to remodeling, specializing in bathrooms.
Jimmy tells the judges he started the home repair business after hitting a rough patch in his life.
I moved here to Dayton from Michigan after serving a few years in a Michigan correctional facility, and I was living in a van with my dog.
The minister in training is also motivated by a deeper need to give back, and that's what led him to pitch at tonight's Percolator.
Unbreakable Soul Enterprises is what it's called. The bigger plan of Unbreakable Soul Enterprises is finding young brothers who have come from where I come from, finding their skill set, and building a business around them.
Jimmy's banking on a hope that spending time with African-American male role models could also help struggling young men avoid incarceration in the future. Jimmy finishes his pitch. Judge Lakeisha Grant gets emotional.
I'm extremely interested in Unbreakable Souls because almost every male in my family has been incarcerated. So I just want to encourage you to see if you can become a part of the system in a positive way so that these young men can go through you, be mentored, and begin to make money.
I just want to show guys that came from where I came from that you can be on a level playing field. You just got to work a little harder, but that's what it is.
Everybody was awesome today.
And with that, the Percolator winds down. Last year, the Percolator heard pitches from more than two dozen people in Dayton. Tonight's participants will have the opportunity to move on to the so-called Dreamers Gala. It's an annual fundraising event Juanita Michelle launched in 2015 to support budding entrepreneurs. To qualify, participants must submit a detailed business plan. Outside, Sinclair Professor Rocky Belcher says that's the kind of preparation it takes for entrepreneurs to make it in business.
Everyone has an idea. Ideals don't really cut it in this world. You have to actually show the banker that you're thinking 3 years down the road, 5 years down the road, not just what am I going to do the day that I open.
Even with preparation, Belcher says, the odds are steep. Data show the average entrepreneur has just a 1 in 5 chance of success. For WISO, I'm Jess Mador.
This story is part of WISO's Scratch series. To see photos of Percolator, visit our website, wiso.org, and we want your ideas about innovation. Leave us a voicemail at 937-769-1374. We may play your story on the air.